I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Writer Laura Stevenson lives in Wilmington, where she's written two works of fiction inspired by her own life in Vermont. Stevenson's novels and her work as a teacher at Marlborough College have drawn high praise. As John Kalish reports, for one of her books, Stevenson drew on the very personal experience of losing her hearing.
Laura Stevenson started spending her summers in Vermont when she was 5 years old, and her family bought an old farmhouse in Wilmington as a second home.
If I could really tell you how I felt about Vermont, I wouldn't have to write books. I write books to figure it out.
Her most recent book is Liar from Vermont. Its protagonist is Peggy, who, just like Laura Stevenson, spent her summers in Vermont and then returns to Michigan. The book draws on the author's real-life experience of riding a horse around the countryside and losing her mother when she was a teenager.
When you write something that's autobiographical, if it's going to be authentic, even if it isn't true, okay, you have to re-experience the emotions. There were parts of Liar from Vermont that took me weeks to work through.
In Liar from Vermont, Peggy watches more and more farms replaced by second homes. When Stevenson came to Wilmington, there were four homes on the road where her family's farmhouse is located, but now there are 22.
That's a change of real estate on the scale of what happened when the settlers drove out the Indians. It's an immense change.
A changing landscape is also a theme in Stevenson's novel Return in Kind, which features a college professor named Eleanor who loses her hearing and resorts to cleaning houses to support herself. This is a trauma Stevenson knows firsthand. The author started going deaf when she was 29. She says it was terrifying.
I remember realizing what was happening when I went to the Bach B minor Mass. And I couldn't hear it. I got one more hearing test. I went to Mass General. I was told, there's nothing we can do for you. It's just bad luck.
In 1983, Stevenson quit a college teaching job in Massachusetts and retreated to the family home in Wilmington. She was 35 and a single mother at the time. Despite her Ph.D. in Elizabethan history, Laura Stevenson started cleaning houses to make ends meet.
It made me feel ashamed, if you want to know, not of cleaning houses, but of not having really been aware of all those other people who had to clean houses. And I learned some very interesting social things. There are plenty of guys who wouldn't even glance at Professor Stevenson, but who will make a pass at the cleaning lady. And I hadn't realized that was true until I realized it was something I was going to have to deal with.
A few years later, Stevenson was hired to teach writing at Marlborough College, which paid for typists and court reporters to type out campus proceedings and classroom discussions. John Sheehy is a Marlborough professor who worked closely with Stevenson.
Deafness makes some people uncomfortable. Some people among her colleagues had trouble communicating with Laura, and that really frustrated her. She told me once, when you're deaf, it's easy to disappear. And the only way that you're not going to is you've got to just put it out there. And she got her idea on the table. She was not going to disappear.
Stevenson had little difficulty communicating with her students, who used a wireless keyboard that displayed text on a laptop screen. The process slowed down conversations, but had an unexpectedly helpful educational effect. The ability to go back and review their exchange helped students reflect, she says. This dynamic is at play in Stevenson's novel Return in Kind, where the deaf protagonist Eleanor asks a man to communicate by writing on a pad of paper. Stevenson is finishing another novel, a murder mystery set in England, and she already has an idea for her next book.
The next one, which is waking me up at night, is going to be back in Vermont, which is where I think I belong.
For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.